Well, I learned a new word recently, and the word is humble bragging. Humble bragging is when you post on Facebook with a post that sounds like a complaint or kind of putting yourself down, but what you're really doing is bragging. You know, another bouquet from my boyfriend. How lucky can I be? I don't deserve this. Or, hey, lawyer friends, I got accepted into both Harvard and Princeton. I don't know how to make a decision. Help! I'm so stressed out. That's humble bragging. It's a new word that just popped up since Facebook came into being. Well, the gospel lesson today is sort of an example of humble bragging, maybe, back in Jesus' time. Jesus is invited to a banquet, and he comes, and he notices that all the guests come, and they try to get themselves in the best seat. And to understand this story, you really have to understand that back in Jesus' day, there was a very strict hierarchy that everybody had a place in. And if you wanted to move up in the social status, you had to find a patron, someone who was higher on the ladder than you were, and you had to do favors for them so that you would be advanced by them up the ladder. Everyone had a rank somewhere in the social ladder. And so a banquet was the time when you could really see this and when you could actually promote someone or demote someone. And so at a banquet, it was the most critical time when you could move up in your place in life. And so, of course, the guests came in and they started jockeying for all the best seats. And Jesus saw this. And he told them a parable when he got a chance. The parable goes like this. He says, when you're invited to a wedding banquet, don't go in and choose the place of honor, because if you do, there might be another guest who has more status than you do, and the host will come and tell you to move down, and you'll be embarrassed in the sight of everybody. But instead, what you should do, you should go and sit at the lowest seat. And then your host might come and say to you, friend, move up, move up. And you'll be honored in the sight of everybody. Well, it's a parable. And parables are complicated. On the one hand, Jesus seems to be saying, don't play the game. Don't play this social climbing game. Don't try to advocate for yourself and grab the highest seat. Don't play that game. That's not what Christians are supposed to do. But on the other hand, it seems like he's saying it's all right to do a little social climbing as long as you do it in a way that's sneaky. Sort of humble bragging at the time. Oh, I'm just going to sit down at the lowest seat. Now, don't mind me. And then be noticed, of course, and be raised up higher. Well, a parable is a story that is meant to tease the mind into thought. And so it seems that Jesus is trying to make us think about what true humility really is. What does it mean to be humble? What's true humility? The point of the parable, I think, is that if you try to exalt yourself in this life, then God will humble you in the kingdom of God. And if you humble yourself in this life, then God will exalt you in the kingdom of God. So learn for yourself what it means to be humble. You might remember from eighth grade mythology class the story of Icarus. It's one of those old stories from Greek mythology. And Icarus was a young man, and he and his father had been imprisoned on the island of Crete. So there's no way for them to escape because the island was surrounded by water. So his father found a way to make wings for them to fly on. And he made the wings out of feathers that had fallen and of wax that had come from candles. And he told his son, now, when we fly off the island, don't fly too high. Because if you do, you'll come close to the sun and it'll melt the wax and your wings will fall apart and you'll fall into the sea. But don't fly too low, because if you fly too low, the moisture from the water will make your wings soggy and you can't fly. So they take off and they start flying. And Icarus is just in love with flying. It's such freedom and such beauty. And he goes higher and higher. And his father calls after him, don't go so high, you'll be too close to the sun. But he doesn't listen. Kids don't listen to their parents. And sure enough, he gets too high. His wings melt and he falls into the sea and drowns. So for the Greeks, this was a way of saying, avoid the sin of pride or of hubris. Pride will bring you down, but don't be too humble either. Because if you're too humble, that will bring you down too. You may have read in the news the last few years about a pastor in Seattle named Mark Driscoll. He started a church called Mars Hill Church in Seattle, and it was a huge success. Built it up over a few years to have like 12 campuses and 12,000 people a Sunday. And it was all focused around Mark Driscoll, his personality, his message, his leadership. And he was very outspoken, very controversial. I mean, it seemed like the more controversial he became, the more successful he became. But it was all focused on Mark Driscoll. And really, looking back, it seems that he was narcissistic and just self-centered. And what happened was the whole thing fell apart. And there were allegations that he had abused his authority and really criticized his fellow leaders. He had misused money. He had plagiarized from other people's writings. And in the end, it all fell apart and it was disbanded and there is no more Mars Hill Church. Those who exalt themselves will be humbled. Well, Jesus calls us to be humble. I think humility is the mark of a Christian, for sure. But true humility is tricky. It seems like the harder we try to be humble, the more it's like humble bragging. A false humility. True humility, I think, is a confidence that comes from knowing that we are loved by God. Our self-worth does not come from the evaluation of other people or where we sit on the social ladder. Our true confidence comes from knowing that we are children of God. I think the best test of humility is how you receive a compliment. I used to think that when people complimented me, that I should raise all kinds of objections and I should protest of why it wasn't true, because otherwise I would seem to be bragging. But then a friend told me, he said, what you're doing is rejecting the compliment I just gave you and you're making me out to be a liar. Why don't you just say, thank you. Simple. So now I try to just say, thank you. That's enough. The truth is that we are loved by God, and there's nothing we need to do to be raised up higher. We don't need to brag, and we don't need to put ourselves down either. We can leave it up to God to humble us, and we can leave it up to God to exalt us. Amen.